Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with the goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about fast track to socialism and fascism. And that's where we are today. And all of this has been brought on. Let me just give you a little thumbnail sketch, ladies and gentlemen, if you wonder, how did we get to where we are today? How did we get to this declension in society? How did we get to the point where the Bill of Rights is challenged and questioned and chided and infringed upon? How did we get to the point where we have a president that says the Bill of Rights has no authority, that it can be changed, modified, and it is not something that should be viewed as unchangeable? How did we get to the point where an emergency can be issued and all of the churches closed and all of the businesses are locked down? How did we get to that point, ladies and gentlemen? It's out of fear. It is a fear factor. And this fear factor, ladies and gentlemen, has been brought on by this administration to the fullest extent that I believe you could ever find in any societal governance in any place around the globe, especially in the United States of America. All of what we're now witnessing, all of what we're now seeing is, ladies and gentlemen, on the fast track for the future, and it has caused Americans to submit and surrender. We become sheeple rather than we the people. And as our previous caller said, we've placed our faith and confidence and trust in government, not in God. And that's one of the major errors that we made as citizens of the United States of America today. And the government, ladies and gentlemen, has tested what works and what doesn't. They've discovered that if you say you're going to die if you don't do certain things, that Americans will simply submit. That was found with the wearing of the face mask. No scientific evidence, ladies and gentlemen, that the mask has ever prevented any pathogen whatsoever. Then there was the absolute nationwide lockdowns, the forced churches closed, the forced businesses closed. I'm looking at an article where the governor of the state of Florida, Governor DeSantis, says lockdowns were a huge mistake. Dated April the 16th, 2021, the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, issued a statewide stay-at-home order on April the 1st last year, locking down the Sunshine State for 30 days amid global panic about the CC, that's the Chinese Communist Party, virus outbreak. Sitting in his office exactly 1 year later, Governor DeSantis told Epoch News that the lockdowns were a huge mistake, including his own state. Quote, "We wanted to mitigate the damage. Now, in hindsight, the 15 days to slow the spread and the 30, it didn't work." DeSantis said, "We should have never, ever gone down the road of lockdowns." Further, he says, however, the governor now regrets issuing the order at all and is convinced that the states that have carried on with the lockdowns are perpetrating a destructive blunder for our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, at least we have some governors that are waking up. The governor of the state of Florida, the governor of the state of Texas, and some of the others in some partial, fragmented fashion, they're saying the same thing. And I'm delighted to hear one of our senators, Rand Paul, that said, burn the mask and ignore the COVID pass recommendation. And that's exactly what we need to do. And I understand that Ted Cruz and other senators now have joined together to say we will no longer wear a mask in the Capitol. Ladies and gentlemen, wake up. Understand what's being done. what's being perpetrated upon us as American citizens that will absolutely foreclose our religious liberties, our freedom of speech, our freedom of movement, our freedom that we have in America under our Bill of Rights. It will absolutely foreclose our Second Amendment right, the constitutional rights that we have to defend ourselves and our properties and our families. And as Christians, we ought to be the first citizens in line to say we'll not bow and we'll not bend. Go back and study Daniel, the third chapter, with the three Hebrew young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were told by executive order that you got at a certain time of the day, bow and worship an image of a false god. They refused to do so. They didn't bow. They were chided, challenged, condemned, threatened by the king. And they said, you know, I believe that our God's able to deliver us, but if not, we're still not going to bow. We're still not going to bend. Ladies and gentlemen, we need that kind of mindset today. Study the third chapter of Daniel. Look at about verse 16, 17, and 18. Find where the king was trying to threaten them, chide them, challenge them, and order them to bow or to bend. They didn't bow to begin with. In the threats and the challenges out of the government, they still didn't bend. They were thrown in the fiery furnace, yes. They didn't burn because they had taken a stand for God and to honor God rather than bowing and bending. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lesson for us today, theological, doctrinal, biblical lesson for us today out of what we see in the third chapter of the book of Daniel. And I believe that it's incumbent upon us as Christians to say, even if I die, I'm going to stand for the truth of the Word of God. Even if something takes place that the government's going to order me to be put to death, cut my head off, throw me in prison, persecute, prosecute me, I'm still going to stand for the truth of the Word of God. I'll not surrender the liberties and the freedoms that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us, codified in our founding documents, to be carried out by we the people. Ladies and gentlemen, the thing that took place and has taken place over the past year and a half through the government, is to test the people. And they have discovered that the people, based on fear, based on the fear in our minds, will cause us to bow and to submit. The forced business closings destroyed trillions and trillions of dollars worth of businesses. And as a result of that, some 250,000 people have died as a result of depression, discouragement, and have committed suicide or overdose, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because of it. And yet they talk about the number of deaths by the pathogen called COVID. Ladies and gentlemen, I've said this many times, and I'll say it again at the risk of redundancy. Go back and look at the record for 2020, and you'll find that the so-called deaths by the common flu dropped by 98.2%. Now, if you believe that's true, then you're believing a lie. The deaths by the common virus called the flu were about the same as 2017, 2016, 2018, but it was rated and called and written down on the record as being COVID. The reason I say that, ladies and gentlemen, you can challenge me, chide me, correct me if you find I'm wrong. That's okay. But you go back and check the number of deaths annually, all deaths annually. 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, compare that with the deaths for 2020, all almost within a percentage point of being the same thing. And yet we supposedly are in a panic, supposedly in a position surrendering and bowing to the governmental orders, destroying our freedoms and our liberties in America because we supposedly have millions that are in jeopardy of dying, and it's the same percentage that we find in the average number of deaths each and every year. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a problem with that if you don't see it. Then you are not calculating correctly as to what I'm trying to get us to understand. Ladies and gentlemen, the government deciding whose business will be left open, they've discovered that in the past year. They said churches weren't essential, that some businesses were not essential, and yet the massage parlors, the liquor stores, and the pot shops and big box businesses were left to remain open. And somehow, some way, the average citizen was made to believe that the COVID pathogen could only be found in churches or in homes and not in the big box businesses, not in the pot shops, not in the liquor stores, not in the whorehouses. Oh, I'm sorry, massage parlors. Somehow, some way, there's the mindset that we need to listen to what the government says. Now we're seeing, being told, ladies and gentlemen, that the government must shut down all of its gas and oil and coal production because, according to their climate clock, the world is coming to an end. Now, I touched on this in the broadcast just a day or so ago, but ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand what we're seeing today is that we find within the Biden administration and the climate control freaks, under the guise of fear again, fear that the world's coming to an end, fear of the great apocalypse, as they're calling it, they've got a climate clock set up in New York and around the globe. And the climate clock simply points out, I'm looking at one of the climate clocks here, 6 years, 256 days, and 22 hours left before the world comes to an end. And here's the numbers. Let me just read you a brief part of this article. The climate clock shows two numbers. The first in red is a timer counting down how long it will take at current rate of emissions to burn through our carbon budget, the amount of CO2 that can be released into the atmosphere while limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees centigrade above pre-industrial levels. This is our deadline, the time we have left to take decisive action to keep warming under the 1.5 centigrade threshold. The second number is green, is tracking the growing percent of the world's energy currently supplied from renewable sources. This is our lifeline. This is our lifetime, and this is how much time we have left. And ladies and gentlemen, what they're doing again, they're using now the climate clock as a warning that the world's coming to an end. And by the way, the world is coming to an end. Very, very soon, listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen, very, very soon the rapture of the church is going to take place. The house of God, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the bride of Christ, the Christians of the world will be suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world. The man of sin, the Antichrist, will step on the scene. He'll rule and reign with an iron fist, and he will be able to have in his hands all the tools, all the instruments, all of the technology that's now being put in place for the government to rule the nation, but the Antichrist will rule the world with those technological advances that we're seeing taking place today. Here's an article that says, surrender by fear of a cold, C-O-L-D. We'll take our next call in just a moment. This article is dated April the 20th, 2021, and it's a lengthy article. I'll read two or three brief paragraphs. If you told me in 2019 that the USA would surrender everything in 2020, their jobs, their businesses, their freedom, their liberty, their families, their friends, even their guns, I would have said to you, you're nuts. If you had told me that Americans would do this out of pure, unwarranted fear of a coronavirus, also known as the common cold, that is SARS, S-A-R-S, SARS-2, with a 99.7% survival rate, or that they would line up to take a vaccine that isn't a vaccine at all, with no scientific trials, 2 years before trials were ever to be completed, I would have suggested that you need a psych ward someplace. This writer further says, if you had told me America was going to elect an 80-year-old career politician with zero accomplishments and last-stage dementia as president, or a zero-resume former racist prosecutor who has laughed and slept her way to power as vice president, I would have called for the medics for you to go to the funny farm and to gather you up and place you there. If it's now public knowledge that the CDC grossly overstated COVID deaths by some 1,600%, the CDC has admitted that 94% of all COVID-marked deaths in the U.S. did not die of COVID-19. Only 6% of the CDC-marked COVID deaths actually died of COVID-19, according to the CDC record and the records they have put out themselves. It's also public knowledge that none of the masked people are still wearing are designated or to be capable of stopping the spread of any virus. It's public knowledge that between 2003 and 2005, SARS-1 was eradicated by hydroxychloroquine, and that the U.S. federal government prevented the medical community from using that same drug to fight COVID-19, also known as SARS-2. SARS-2, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is the common cold. If you've had the common cold within 90 days of taking a COVID test, you will test positive for COVID, and you will be then recommended to do this, that, or the other. So this article says still more than a year later, Americans are still stumbling through the world with their useless mask on, taking shots with no idea what's in them or what the long-term effect shall be. Many have lost their businesses, their jobs, as well as their family member, all out of fear of catching a common cold with a 99.7% survival rate. Prior to last year, Had you told me that Americans would never, ever give up their Second Amendment right, I would have quickly agreed. But now that I have seen with my own eyes how easy it is has been to frighten 97% of Americans out of their entire lives, I now believe most Americans will give up every right they have ever had just as easily and quickly as they put on that worthless mask over a year ago. Since the Biden pseudo-administration stole federal power on January the 2021, they have rushed forward to finish off America's freedom, liberty, and sovereignty and security at a breakneck speed. Every minute of every day since January 20th of 2021, the fake Biden administration has moved against the American people at every chance, on every front, and no guesswork needed as to what the future holds. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a summary of what we've seen happening and where we are today. But that's not the end of the story. After our next caller, we're going to talk about the end of the story and what's on the next journey for America to finally capitalize all the control under the fascist leadership called the Biden administration. I believe we have Joseph on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Yes, Pastor, I'm in my car. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
This attack on church-going Christians has Satan's fingerprints all over it. He's described in Scripture as very shrewd and cunning. The number one way to break a healthy habit is to disrupt and stop repetition. Also, to use medical and science authorities, that also reinforces compliance. Satan uses irrational fear to reinforce things, and the definition of a phobia is an irrational fear. So yes. I think Satan and the Democrats are just laughing at the sheeple, as you say, and people who just swallow whatever comes through the radio or the TV.
Brother, you're exactly right. And if you have read some of the recent news that hadn't hit mainstream media, the Communist Network News, but under the CNN, the Communist Network News, for a year they'd been ordered to show the side screen showing the tick clock ticking upward with the number of deaths, the number of cases to keep the people in control by fear. And they've just admitted that was done. They've just admitted that it was worthless other than causing the people to fear and out of fear bowing and bending. And yet we need to understand, Joseph, and I know you do, that the scripture says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, that God's not given us a spirit of fear. And the thing that I want every Christian to understand, stop being afraid, stop being fearful, and take a stand by faith saying that God's called me to do this or whatever it may be that God's called you to do, and do it without fear.
Amen. Amen. Fear, he knows human beings are very vulnerable to fear. And, you know, I've overcome all kinds of fears through faith in God and the dead. It all looks to me like it's the end time scenario. And if you're not saved, you better get saved because you do not want to be left behind.
Amen, brother. Preach it. I'm thankful for that. You've hit the nail right on the head, and you're on target with that, brother. Keep on looking up. Thank you so much for your call. You've been a great addition to the broadcast today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about being on the fast track to fascism, and we're on that fast track in America, and Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, has no cognitive skills or abilities. He has 50 years in the Beltway in Washington with no track record of doing anything, not passing anything that has a value for society in general. And yet he's the commander-in-chief today, and he is leading us down the primrose path, as I would call it, to total fascism, which is absolutely a part and parcel of socialism, Maoism, Marxism, Leninism, and communism. And that's what we see on the fast track for America today. I believe we have Derwin on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yeah, how you doing, Pastor?
Doing good. I hope you are.
Yes, sir. Better every day.
Amen. Amen.
Made the remark a while ago that you could not believe how easily Americans were giving up their rights. And even though these rights are given to us by God, the American people just, turned into that well-known herd of sheeple you keep talking about. But I'll tell you what it is. There is no value to it to these Americans. They didn't have to fight for it, really, or
That's
anything
right.
else. A very small percentage went to fight to keep us free, you know?
That's right.
And but the general, by 95-98% of the population have not been inconvenienced. Therefore, there's no value. It's got no value. They give it up because it's not worth anything to them. And with that, I'll bid you adieu.
Derwin, thank you so much for your call. You're exactly right. And one of the things that is so frightening, some of the research that I've done says that 62%, that's 62% of the millennials today believe that socialism is better than capitalism. 62%. Let me say that again, ladies and gentlemen. 62% of the millennials today believe that socialism is superior to capitalism, and therefore they're pushing the Biden agenda to totally destroy the capitalistic republic, the United States of America. I believe that we're on that fast track for fascism today. I believe I have Greg on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
You know, just a moment ago, you mentioned 2 Timothy 1:7. Is it 1:7? I think that's correct.
1:7.
You know, we're not given a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. I heard a Christian commentator on yesterday or the day before, and he had some fantastic words. You know, we know that God is sovereign. He's looking over his own. We know that the scripture says it is appointed unto man once to die. I think we have an appointment set out sometime in the future. Each
right.
one of us does. And for the Christian, this sounds bold. Well, it is bold. You're indestructible until God's finished with you. You're indestructible until that time that it's appointed for you to go. I'm not asking you to be foolish. The scripture doesn't ask you to be foolish. Use that power and love and sound mind that God has given you. But don't step out in fear. Step out in faith. We can be very bold with that knowledge, with that confidence that God is sovereign and that is appointed us unto us once to die. That's something that it's often been said. There's an appointment book. There's a specific day and time you're going to exit this old universe, and you don't need to be fearful about that day. That's a day God's appointed.
Absolutely. And I can further elongate that truth by stating to our listeners, you can study Revelation, the 11th chapter. And you find during the days of the tribulation, there are two preachers. I call them the two ragtag preachers. They're out on the street corner preaching. It's bringing condemnation and a sense of guilt for all of the world of that day. That's during the days of the tribulation, after the church is raptured out, as a result of the hatred and the animus toward them because they're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, they're slain. But the scripture says that they could not harm them, could not hurt them, could not destroy them until God had finished with their testimony. In other words, when God had said, I've used you as much as I need to, therefore he allowed them to be slain, they will lay on the street corners for 3.5 days while the whole world has party, rejoicing that the two preachers that had brought a sense of condemnation because of their sin, they rejoice and have a party on a global basis, and then after 3.5 days, God resurrects them, and they're brought into heaven. And so the point that I make with that, Greg, is our listeners need to understand, as you said, we need to live in faith, not in fear. I get up every morning saying, God, what would you have me do today? And I don't look at it on the basis, is there something can hurt me, harm me, or something that can come against me because of my stand for the Lordship of Jesus Christ and for the gospel being proclaimed and taking a stand, as in this broadcast, each and every day. I'm not fearful of it. I'm simply standing in faith, believing that that's what God would have me to do. And I believe, Greg, that every listener today needs to make a determination and a decision before God today that we're going to live in faith and not in fear. Greg, one of the final things that's going to take place, not final things, but one of the additional things that will happen to allow this fascist system to control everyone is what is called the e-currency. Are you familiar with the e-currency that's being pushed by the Federal Reserve at this point with the intention of introducing that in July of this year?
I don't know about the timeline, but that has been a push for some time, not just domestically, but internationally. China is moving toward an e-yuan very rapidly. I think everybody internationally realizes whoever is the biggest and the most secure to the game will be the winner. Right now, Bitcoin is the apex, if you will, in that marketplace. That's why, you know, I don't know what it is today. It was over 60,000. It's like 62,000 something per Bitcoin just a couple of days ago. I mean, you could have 2,400 ounces of silver or 35 ounces of gold for what one Bitcoin, being a digital currency. But we will go that direction internationally, and that will be, I believe, the control methodology for the Antichrist during that tribulation period. He will be able to shut that e-currency off, that digital currency off, for those individuals that don't fall in line, those individuals that don't take the mark. You see it coming in the world today, and you see it foretold in the Revelation text. So it's a beautiful thing from a Christian perspective, seeing these things come to light in our lifetime. I mean, this could not have been even contemplated in generations gone by. Today, we're watching it. Today, we're watching it happen.
In fact, Greg, I'm reading an article here. We've got about a minute and a half on the broadcast, but let me tug this in. Title of the article, "The Fed's Plan to Unveil Digital Dollar Prototypes in July 2021. The Federal Reserve is actively working on the central bank digital currency, and some prototypes are near completion. The Federal Reserve Bank and the Massachusetts Institute, that's MIT, plan to unveil two prototypes of digital dollar early in July. Digital prototypes coming soon," Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said last week as part of the event held by the Bank for International Settlements. As central bank digital innovation, the U.S. Central Bank is actively exploring the launch of a digital dollar. Greg, what is the potential, and we've got just a moment or two, but what is the potential with digital currency? And what people don't understand is that everything that we do today is electronic. Our cars, pumping gasoline, our telephones, etc. What if an EMP were to go off in the atmosphere above America? What will it do if you have all of your currency, all of your coins, all of your spending is controlled by electronics, and that goes out? We can't pump gas. We can't buy, sell, or trade. We're simply locked into a position. One researcher said it will take us back to the 17th century if that happens.
We'd be in a Stone Age scenario all over. However, the Christian need not fear. The Christian should be bold, should be courageous, and realize we have a date with destiny until that day comes. As that commentator said the other day, Christian believer, walk in faith. You are indestructible until Christ is finished with you.
Amen. Thank you, Greg, for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issue. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
President of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.